And the thing is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder.
Hey there, Wonderlings. This is Angela Bowen, the host of Looking Back on My Wonder Years, a Wonder Years podcast. How's everyone doing today on this nice, sunny, deliciously warm day? I'm doing all right. I just got back from a 30-minute walk. Starting to get back into that again. Well, today I have the final episode in the Wonder Years Jobs Edition segment from Season 6. This is Episode 8, entitled Kevin Delivers, which aired on November 25th, 1992. I would have been 10. Kevin tries to make his date with Winnie while dealing with the pressures of his Chinese takeout job. Well, you know what? Sometimes jobs, as much as they give us money, we kind of sometimes have to lose out on spending time with friends and loved ones and stuff when things come up and we end up having to work. Yeah, I've been there. All right, I'm going to start off this episode with a quote from Adult Kevin. For most kids I went to high school with, Tuesday and Friday nights meant homework, hanging out, dating, the usual agonies and ecstasies of teenage life. For me, those nights meant something else. My high school job. I was Kevin Arnold, Chinese food delivery boy, where you found harried waiters, agile cooks, Peking ducks, and of course, Mr. Chong. After 4 months on the job, we'd finally learned how to communicate. I like this Mr. Chong. I remember when I covered the episode Let Nothing You Dismay from Season 6, the Christmas episode, and Kevin was all, I've been here for a few months, and well, I think I deserve a wage raise. I work hard. And Mr. Chong's answer, of course, to that, to Kevin was, you fucking idiot. No, I'm not giving you a raise. All right, guys, let's dive into this episode. But in turn, he does give Kevin a raise. I think it's like 50 cents. And he ends up having to work Christmas Eve, if I remember. But yeah. Okay, is anyone out there not a fan of the Season 6 theme song? It's basically an instrumental rock version of A Little Help from My Friends. I think it sucks. I mean, it's got like monumental stock footage from like late 60s, 70s, stuff like that. And then it's got Kevin in a class picture with all of his graduating class. I don't like it. I really don't like it. Now, in the opening episode is from the quote that I read to you. He said Tuesdays and Fridays were for homework and dating and hanging out. Tuesdays are for dating? Really? That's more of a weekend thing. You can't be going out on a school night. And that's like at the start of the weekend, basically. So we see Kevin pulling up in front of Chong's Chinese restaurant with a light up Chinese dragon on the outside. It's really cool looking. And then we get the da 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 da, you know, the Chinese, like, whatever it symbolizes that, or whatever. Anyway, we get inside the kitchen area with Mr. Chong. He's barking orders at people. We see a pan on one of the ovens, just kind of flames coming up, and it's just really loud, really busy.
After 4 months on the job, we finally learned how to communicate. He yelled.
Traffic was a little rough. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
And I made up excuses.
Sorry.
Not that the guy was Simon Legree or anything.
Hello, Chong's Chinese. Oh, yes, we certainly do have reservations for this evening.
Yeah, funny, isn't it?
Can I go now?
Still in his own way, I think he valued me. Hey, he didn't have a choice. Who else was going to work for $8 a week plus tips?
So Kevin gets into the kitchen. He kind of says, makes excuses. I'm sorry, traffic was hell. I'm just trying to. So Mr. Chong just shoves a box full of deliveries into Kevin's arms, like, go, 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 basically. You know, he's speaking Chinese to Kevin. Kevin's, like, doing his best to understand. Pretty much he means, go, 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 take these deliveries, get them out there. And then they come through the double doors into the restaurant itself. The phone rings, and Mr. Chong is completely clean English. Absolutely just regular swap. So, and then he gets off the phone, looks at Kevin, and goes, kind of, like, moves his fingers, go, go, go. And so, Kevin goes to the phone. Basically, he's got to call Winnie, say, hey, I'm going to be a little late tonight. I'm sorry. It's backed up here. He makes $8 a week. $8 a week. Oh, my goodness. So, if that's the case, I was thinking, he said he works Tuesdays and Fridays, that's 2 days a week, he makes $8, so that means he makes $4 a shift. Okay? I make almost twice that much in an hour. Not quite, but almost.
Winnie? Hi, it's me. Listen, these first deliveries aren't much, so I figure it'll be a pretty easy night. I'll be over at your house around 9:30 or something. Yeah, I love you.
Kevin? Hello? Kevin?
I'm going.
Never mind. See you guys.
And so, twice a week, rain or shine, with egg foo young and chicken chow mein by my side, I entered a world unlike anything I knew at home. A world where anything could happen. A world of adventure, excitement, competition. The Fioni's pizza guy. Every working night I ran into him. Maybe he was Italian and I was Chinese.
Hey.
Hey.
But we had the mutual respect of two knights of the road.
Nice hat.
Sit on it.
In short, I hated the guy.
So, of course, while Kevin's making this call, Mr. Chong is looking through one of the round windows in the double doors back in the kitchen. He's frowning. He comes out, grabs the phone out of Kevin's hand just as he's saying, I love you, Whitney. And she's like, Kevin? Kevin! As Mr. Chong hangs up the phone. So, Kevin says, it's pretty much my life, 2 days a week, I'm delivering this food. He meets up at a stoplight with the Italian pizza dude, who, they kind of have a rivalry or something like that. And Kevin, of course, is, like, joking on the guy's hat, like, hey, nice hat. The kid looks at Kevin, and he's like, sit on it. Now, that must have been a term back in the 70s. I've heard of that before. I thought there's like a TV character like Fonzie or somebody that would say that. I never really watched Happy Days. I was born in 82, so. I don't even think I watched reruns of Happy Days. Alright, so Kevin pulls up to the first house, the first delivery of the night, and he kind of describes, you know, these customers, kind of like there's certain types of customers. When he rings the doorbell, it's this husband who's like, oh, we didn't order anything. Of course, for in the background you hear, honey, is that the Chinese food? And she comes up, the wife is like, her hair's in curlers, she's in a robe, it's nighttime, she wants some Chinese food. He's like, oh, well, I guess we did order some Chinese food. I'm not gonna play this clip.
First delivery of the night. Somehow it was always typical.
Chong's Chinese?
The bewildered husband.
We didn't order anything.
Are you sure? It's on the slip right here.
Yeah, I'm sure. We didn't order anything.
Honey, is that the Chinese food?
Oh.
The informed wife.
Hi.
Look at my wallet.
Next came the inventory.
Let's see, that's one shrimp and black bean sauce, mugu gai pan, fried rice, and egg rolls.
Then the pop quiz.
Is there soy sauce?
On the bottom.
Crispy noodles?
next to the soy sauce.
Hot mustard?
Absolutely.
We ordered 2 fried rices.
I put it all in one big box.
Oh.
This was followed by the self-serving brown nosing.
And, I also threw in some extra plum sauce for you.
Okay, how much should we owe you?
$8.65.
Which brought us to the bottom line. The tip.
$8.65.
A total that screamed, tip him $1.35.
You want any change?
Give me a buck back.
Oh.
You keep the rest.
Thanks.
Sport.
For nothing.
Of course, a delivery like this was never complete without one final encounter. The yapping dog.
Oh, great.
Was in direct relationship to the size of the tip. If it was a big tip, you'd throw the dog a spare rib. In this case... it was dog-eat-dog.
This actress, I just looked her up! She plays the wife of the first customer. Well, she technically is a customer. Bonnie Urseth! She played in Punky Brewster Season 2. She played Linda in The Gift. She was the mentally handicapped custodian. And then she also played a nun in Season 1 of Punky Brewster at the Take Me Out to the Ball Game episode. Also, she was in Growing Pains in Season 8. She played Nikki and Alex Katsopoulos, Uncle Jesse's twin boys. She played the preschool teacher. So, wow, I thought she looked and sounded familiar. So, she's kind of, her husband's like, I'll get my wallet. The wife is like checking, because it's mainly her order. The husband didn't even know she placed it. So, she's asking like, oh, is there this here, that, blah, blah, blah. And Kevin's reassuring her, yes, the order is absolutely correct and all that. Usually, if you place an order online, they are supposed to read the order back to you. But then again, you always want to double check while they're there at the door in case you have an issue. He, for an added bonus, in hopes of getting a hefty tip, Kevin says, I threw in a couple packets of plum sauce for you. Have you ever had plum sauce? I've never had it before. It could be good. I don't know. But the husband leaves Kevin with a next to zero tip. I usually tip $5 for Pizza Hut, and usually that order is probably around like $30-some. So, and it's just the two of us, Jeremy and I, so yeah. So Kevin's irritated as, you know, the door shut on him, and there's this dog that's kind of blocking the sidewalk. Kevin's trying to get to his car, and the dog just starts barking at him. And Kevin mentions how if he had gotten a bigger tip, he'd probably throw the dog a spare rib or something. But since he got nothing, or maybe a few cents, he just looks at the dog, and you hear him in the clip. Kevin starts growling and barking at him, like, oh, that is so funny. I thought that was cute. I thought when Kevin bent down to growl at that dog, I thought that dog was going to make a leap for his face. That dog is like a middle-sized mixed breed, maybe Aussie Shepherd or something in there, and the dog just turns tail and zips it. He gets out of there. So, okay, the order is like 8-something, and he hands Kevin a 10, and Kevin's like, do you want your some change back? And the guy asks for, like, a buck. So Kevin's, like, getting either a dollar or less than a dollar in a tip. So Kevin's on his way, I guess, to deliver some more orders, and he's singing to the radio, which we all do this. I want to play this, because how often do you ever hear Fred Savage singing to the radio, or just singing in general?
On the roads, your car became your home. The radio, your companion. It was like having your own private concert hall. Where you rock and roll and moved.
I know just what to say.
Sure, maybe you couldn't sing a note. It didn't matter. Just me.
situation like this, there was only one way to regain your manhood. One way to restore your dignity.
So Kevin's listening to a bunch of different songs. You get to hear him sing to like at least four different songs. And he's rocking out to Bobby's Girl, singing at the top of his lungs. He's at a stoplight. He looks to his left, and there's a couple girls right alongside, and they are laughing their asses off. They leave. And of course, the damn pizza guy with the fake painted on zits on his face is laughing his ass off too. Kevin is irritated. He's like, I'm gonna get this fucker back. I gotta restore my manhood. So they start revving their engines. As soon as the light turns green, that fucking VW bug pizza vehicle zips ahead, and bam, a fucking cop pulls the fucker over. Oh, suck on that. So Kevin can just sit there like, you piece of shit. Yes, well deserved. So Kevin pulls up to the next house, and he says, sometimes deliveries will take you to the most menacing places, and we hear thunder and lightning at this next house. The house looks nice, though. I bet it's actually going to be Winnie's house. I bet anything. He brought Chinese for her. Well, it's not Winnie, but it's the grandma, the older lady from The Wedding Singer, the rapping grandma? Yes, and she was in the movie 54. I remember that. Oh, and she's got a big old orange tabby cat. I want to play this clip. Is it Chinese food for her cats?
The most threatening. 105 Elm Street. The home of...
Hello, Kevin.
Fanny Tambora.
Hi, Miss Tambora.
You know Karen's, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing? Well, look, I got the food here, but I gotta get...
Why don't you bring it in? My hands are full.
Now, on the surface, this was a sweet, pleasant lady. But underneath...
Well, I'm in kind of a rush.
Oh, it'll just take a minute.
She was a walking Venus flytrap.
Just a minute.
The problem was that her minutes were usually...
Why don't you sit down?
An eternity.
No, really, I
have to find my purse.
Well, maybe just for a minute. Now, I'm gonna sit down, but just for a minute.
There's some coffee candy on the table.
No, thanks. No, I can't stay.
Here, I brought you a root beer.
Oh, good.
Is it very hot out there?
Huh?
I read somewhere that the Earth is moving closer to the sun, so that's why it's getting hotter. I guess in 50 years or so, we'll all be burned up. Not that it'll affect me.
No, I guess not. Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll be burnt up like the rest of us.
My mother lived till she was 92, and my aunt, 85, and my grandmother was 106 years old. Can you imagine? 106 years?
Nope. No. But I...
She had a lot of trouble with her feet, my grandmother. She used to ask all her grandchildren to give her massages. Do you think foot doctors are real doctors? Because in my lifetime, we didn't have all these specialists. You know, you went to a doctor, and he saw all of you. And I think...
So, that'll be 423.
Oh, of course. Here's $5. It's all for you.
Thanks. See you later.
Are you sure you can't stay?
Now, the thing is, I knew she was lonely. I knew she wanted company. And there was really just one thing I could say.
I threw in some extra plum sauce. No charge.
Ooh, plum sauce. Ooh, I love plum sauce. You know, but as a little girl,
I... So, the lady opens the door, and she's got this orange tabby cat in her arms. And she's like, oh... Kevin, hi. You remember Clarence, don't you? And he's like, oh, hi. Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, I'll just deliver this and get my money. And she even does the little paw wave with the cat. Hi, Kevin. And he's like, yeah, hi. Your order here. She's like, oh, I'll get my purse here. You can come in. And she tells him to, you know, sit down. He's like, I can't stay. I got these deliveries and everything. Kevin sits down and we hear this. He was sitting on another cat. So she comes out with the purse. She's got a glass of root beer for him. And he's just, and then she's like saying, is it hot outside? You know, I heard that the earth is getting closer to the sun. That's why it's getting so hot. And then she mentions about, oh, I hear in another 50 years something about the world blowing up because of the sun or the sun exploding. And then she goes on about, like, her mother, her aunt, her grandma, or whatever. Some lived to 85 or 92, or her aunt lived to be 106. And all that stuff, and it's like, oh my god. And then she starts in about, you know, my grandma used to ask us to rub her feet. Do you think foot doctors are real doctors? Like, what? Wait, I got other deliveries. I have to go. He mentions, like, the total is, like, $4.23 or $5, whatever. She hands him a $5 bill. So, it's like, well, here you go. You'll get, like... 70 cents back or something. 77 cents, I think. Yeah. So that's his tip. Oh my goodness. Some people, yeah, and then she's like, oh, I have Parcheesi. And he's like, he gets the hell out of it. He sat and talked. He's like, he's trying to be nice and not be rude and everything like that. But it's just like, he's got other deliveries. So now he's on the phone with Winnie, probably saying, I'm sorry, I'm running a little later than usual. Hey, Quinny. So, I'll play that clip. He's on the phone trying to keep Winnie, say, hey, I'm on my way. I'm almost there. I'm coming. Don't forget about me now.
Winnie. Hi. Listen, I'm running a little later than I thought.
The second phone call of the night.
I had to talk to some lady's cat.
In some ways, it was pivotal.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Unfortunately, privacy was at a minimum.
Yeah. I can't say it right now.
What the hell?
I love you too. Very fun.
And with those words of encouragement.
So Kevin's saying he's running late and everything like that to Winnie. And then, of course, she tells him, you know, I love you. And he's like, I can't say that right now. There's guys, like, a line of cooks and everything, kind of like, they keep looking over their shoulders at Kevin. He finally says, I love you too. And they're all like, ooh! It's so funny. Of course, Mr. Chong comes out. He's like, speaking in Chinese, like, please, get off the phone. You have deliveries to make. He's like, okay. Kevin's like, yeah, I'm on it. So now he's out again, and we hear him singing R-A-S-P-E-C-T, which I'm going to play this clip of this next song or multiple songs that he sings. Be right back.
I was back on the road, ready for anything.
Alright, so Kevin rolls up to his third house of the night, and it looks like the door is actually partially open, just a crack. So the door is creaked open just a bit, and Kevin rings the doorbell, nobody answers, he decides, you know, impatiently, I'm not going to just stand here and wait. I got other places I got to be. More food I probably got to deliver. Yeah. What the hell is with no one communicating when they order food and someone else ends up opening the damn door? It's like, you order food, tell someone if someone's there and you can't get to it. Hey, I ordered some food. It'll probably be here in like 25, 30 minutes. So that way when the person comes to the door, don't tell them, oh, I'm sure they didn't order anything. It's like, fucking hell, this makes Kevin's job a lot more harder than it fucking needs to be. If he's got to go through the runaround now with this second fucking person, who's like, no, we didn't order any food. Like, fuck off. Here's the slip. Says you ordered it. Do you want it or not? I'll take it back if you don't want it.
Fact is, sometimes you had to be a little pushy to get the job done. You had to be ready to deal with strange characters. Very strange characters.
Mr. Kramer?
You're looking for Mr. Kramer?
Yeah, he ordered some food from Chong's Chinese.
I very much doubt it.
No, I have the slip right here. Look, will you just let me talk to the guy? My boss will get mad if I don't deliver this food.
As you wish.
Like I said, sometimes you just had to get tough. Not take no for an answer.
Here we are.
Mr. Kramer?
It was a delivery boy's worst nightmare. The ultimate practical joke.
I don't think you'll be needing a fortune cookie.
And there you had it. Delivering Chinese food wasn't just a job. It wasn't just an occupation.
Hey, you got any egg rolls?
In its own way, it was war.
So Kevin's like, you know, my boss is gonna freaking fry me if I don't deliver this food. So can I at least see Mr. Kramer? And the guy pulls back the curtain, and Mr. Kramer is dead as a doornail, in a coffin. What the fuck? Kevin takes the food, heads outside, and it's the goddamn delivery pizza asshole kid who just got a damn speeding ticket. So did he call in an order, or I'm confused? Not to mention, this isn't the day when, this has just got to be local delivery, so Kevin would probably know the streets and everything. It's not like they're sending you every which way. I mean, now you got, like, some type of map app, Google Maps and stuff like that on your phone in driving directions that will kind of help you get to where you need to go. Back in the day, in 72, well, you had to use maps. And it's pitch dark outside, so. Alright, Kevin needs to kick that pizza boy's ass. So now, Kevin tells us it's 8 o'clock. It's kind of getting close to the end of his shift. How many hours does he work? So, it's 8 o'clock. The restaurant is full. Kevin is getting slammed with umpteen million deliveries. He's back on the phone with Winnie, trying to let her know, hey, I'm getting slammed here. It's going to be much later than I thought about getting out of here. I'm sorry.
Winnie, I know. I'm just running a little later than I thought. Well, I had this problem with the last delivery. I'll tell you about it later. Yeah, but
I'm sorry. Kevin can't talk to you right now. He's very busy. But he loves you.
Yeah. The guy was all heart.
Hey, Liang Doi. Hang le, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tidy,
yes, sir.
Mo fan le.
I'm going. Tidy, I'm going. Bye.
Hi.
So I headed out again. After a mission to fulfill, it was my duty to bring pork lo mein and crispy noodles to the good.
Oh, thank God.
The bad?
Radio!
And of course, night wore on, a kind of malaise set in. Small tips and minor annoyances took their toll. Still, somehow, you kept your spirits up. You stayed optimistic.
So, I do think this is kind of comical, how Mr. Chong grabs a phone out of Kevin's hand, says to Winnie, Kevin can't talk right now. He's got a lot of deliveries to make. Oh, and he loves you. As he hangs up the phone for Kevin, he looks at Kevin, speaking in Chinese, basically telling him, get your ass out of here. Deliver those deliveries. Kevin calls him butthead, and then you see Mr. Chong say, and you see in subtitles, it says butthead on the screen. So Kevin is making deliveries to one is a priest. The other one is a heavyset guy in a wife beater and suspenders, kind of being ornery, like, where the hell you been, damn it? And everyone's like, oh, let's eat. And then, of course, the next delivery is to a gaggle of girls, little teenage girls having a sleepover on Friday night. So Kevin's getting irritated. The tips are low. They're not great. He's getting really annoyed. And of course, that damn pizza guy is zipping through that red light, probably going 70 miles an hour. And he yells at Kevin he calls him sucker or tells him to suck it. I don't know. So Kevin is now at another door with a delivery. And we have a stoner as we hear hard metal rock playing in the background. And the room that the guy comes out of when he opens the door is filled with smoke, most likely marijuana. So they got the munchies, they want some food.
Around any corner could be that one big score. Fortunately, I knew exactly how to play these guys.
Well, you know, it's not that easy, man. You know, the job and all.
Oh, I hear you. The system, right? It can bring you down.
You just had to keep them on track.
Except for, you know, the generosity of my customers.
Oh, sure. Generosity, sure.
Well, that's $10 for the establishment, plus anything you want to give to me.
And there it was, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, man, I wish I could.
Huh?
Give you something more meaningful, you know? Like a sunny day, a rainbow. But all I got is this.
Is another man's triumph.
I really for a second thought that guy was not going to pay at all. But luckily Kevin tells us he's used to guys like this. He knows how to play them. So basically, you know, trying to find a camaraderie here, like, oh, you know, the system and this and that. And it's really hard, you know, with this job. And the guy pulls out of his shirt pocket at least $30, hands it to Kevin. I tip my hat to you if I were wearing one, Kev, but I'm going to applaud that. Way to go. He deserves that. He's really had some shit customers this evening. Yeah. All right, let's hear some more of Kevin singing to the radio, because I love that stuff.
$30 in my pocket, and best of all, the night was still young. So there was nothing to do but call Winnie and let her know what time I was going to pick her up.
Huh?
Just one little problem.
No. No, no. If you can't, you can't. Of course I'm not there. Yeah. Fine.
It was incredible. Ironic. Cruel. Here I was with a pocket full of money, a car full of gas, and no place to spend it, but...
Hey! Hey! Hey, wait!
So Kevin's on the phone with Winnie. Unfortunately, she is tired of waiting for him, and she pretty much made other plans. And while Kevin's on the phone, the damn tow truck is towing his car. Are you fucking kidding me? Kevin gets off the phone. He's like, what the fuck? And then we see the damn pizza delivery boy. Oh, I would be out for murder. I would be killing that kid. Seriously? Was that a tow-away zone? Kevin was parked in front of that hardware store. Is that the hardware store that he got all that paint from, I wonder? Sure looks big enough. So now Kevin's got to deal with the tow truck people and this guy who's probably eating that Chinese food that was in Kevin's car. Well, I can see where that $30 is going to be going to.
$30.
Street.
No kidding, life's tough.
Thanks.
And with that, there went my profits.
Winnie?
There went my rainbow.
Went five.
There went my night.
What's the Chinese?
I didn't even have to ask where he got it.
No thanks.
Ten o'clock. I was out of money, out of my girlfriend. All in all, I was out of luck. Seems something had to be done to make this evening worthwhile. Something uplifting. Something inspired.
Bill, this is a...
sympathetic girlfriends. It only seemed fair to go out on a high note.
What?
Hi, there, Liang Doi. 216 Maple.
But it's 10 o'clock. The restaurant's closed.
Hang Le Fai Dia. 216 Maple.
But enough was enough.
No more. No way, no how. My day's over. No, I have my rights. I'm not a slave.
I wasn't just standing up for myself. I was standing up for oppressed workers everywhere. The downtrodden. The disadvantaged. The totally without guts.
One more. That's it.
216 Maple.
216 Maple.
What the hey? After a night like this, what else did I have to do?
So Kevin does get that pizza boy back. Was he knocks on, I forgot her name, the lady with the cat. And real quickly, I want to read this in the booklet. I totally missed this. So, spotlight on Ellen Albertini Doe. The Wonder Years guest star Ellen Albertini Doe was 79 when she played the lonely and eccentric Mrs. Tambora. Okay, that's her name. Who pleads with Kevin, "Are you sure you can't stay? I have Parcheesi in the closet." Doe had retired, or is it Doe or Dow? I think it's Dow. Had retired from her career as a college drama teacher, launched a red-hot second act as Hollywood's funniest old lady. She practically stole the wedding singer, rapping Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, and her performance as a homophobic grandma in Wedding Crashers, I've not seen that, was equally hysterical. She has also appeared in dozens of television shows, including Star Trek The Next Generation, that'd be interesting, Seinfeld, Family Matters, Will and Grace, Family Guy, and 6 Feet Under. So who did she play in Family Guy? Don't know. Oh, while I'm at it, since I couldn't say all the songs, let's see, Soul Man by Sam and Dave, It's My Party by Leslie Gore, know that one, and Soul Man, and of course, Stand By Me by Ben E. King, which we have not heard yet, it probably comes at the very end. But anyway, yeah, he does get the delivery boy back by going to Mrs. Tambora. And, of course, he's looking out the doorway. He's got the pizza in his hand, like he's confused. Kevin is there laughing his ass off like, "You fucking piece of shit. I got you back. You took my $30 by getting my car towed. You deserve this." So she's like, "Oh, come in. Well, I get my purse. Have you met my cat, Clarence?" And she yanks him in by his jean jacket. Like, yeah. So Kevin gets back. It's 10 o'clock. He wants to get the fuck out. His shift is over. He's like, "I'm done." And he's like, Mr. Charles's like, "No, I have one more delivery." What do you say? Six? Is it 612 Maple or something? Alright, Kevin's last delivery of the night. I bet it's gonna be Winnie. I bet it is. Why else would they play Stand By Me? I don't know!
216 Maple. Which in this case turned out to be a deserted park.
I don't believe this.
And to add pepperoni to insult?
I should've known.
I don't know. Maybe it was my destiny to end up on a lonely street in a dead-end job with no one to share my sorrows with, but...
Okay, it was 216 Maple, not 612, whatever number I came up with. So Kevin arrives, it's a parking lot basically. He's like, "Fucking hell." So he's sitting there and this car's kind of honking behind him with the lights on. He thinks it's the pizza guy out to kick his ass. Turns out, it's Winnie! Oh, I was so happy to see her! And she kind of ducks down and says, "Hey, you know, I figured this was the only way I'd be able to see you tonight." And Kevin's surprised, like, "This is your order?" And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you want some Chinese?" So they're sitting on a park bench and everything like that. And Stand By Me plays. It's just so awesome. And honestly, want Chinese food right now. I am hungry. Even though I just had lunch and I went for a short walk. I'm like, hey, I want some food. I'll probably find something. But yeah, I just thought that was cool. And she's like, oh, do you want some plum sauce? And he's like, meh, I'm getting kind of tired of Chinese. And she's like, well, we could always order pizza. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, no. Not with that guy delivering. Heck no. So that is the episode. It was really sweet. I had a fun time seeing all these different deliveries Kevin was making. And, you know, when he was on the phone to Winnie and everything like that. For the Flower Power episode rating, I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I like Winnie, or Kevin talking to Winnie on the phone, trying to, you know, try to keep their date and everything like that. I like the Mrs. Tambora with the cat. I thought Mr. Chong was funny. I liked at the end when it was Winnie who ordered the Chinese food. The one thing I didn't care for, I didn't like that pizza guy. I thought he was a piece of shit asshole. And luckily he got what he deserved in the end with that delivery to Mrs. Tambora with her cat. So, Wonderling words of wisdom, it sucks. Jobs get in the way of hanging out with, you know, loved ones sometimes, significant others, friends. We miss birthdays, you know, graduations, stuff like that, family get-togethers, you know, trips, or not trips, but, you know, luckily, I mean, most jobs should be, if you know in advance, should let you take that time off, especially if you know in advance, especially if it's, I mean, last-minute stuff might be kind of hard, like a last-minute get-together or something like that. And you find out you have, you know, you end up having to work and everything like that. But most jobs should be pretty chill about you taking time off in advance for these things. I mean, yeah. So. Luckily, that most of the jobs that I've had have not had any issues with me taking time off. Because usually when I do, it's well in advance. I already know the thing that's happening. So, like, I missed my oldest niece's graduation because I had to work Friday, even though lately I'd been having Fridays off, so it kind of stunk. I just thought it was weird it was on a Friday, but normally graduations seem to be on like Sundays or something, so, but it is what it is, you know. I got to go to the open house, which was on Sunday, so yeah. Alright, so that is the end of the Kevin Jobs, Wonder Years Jobs segment. So I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, have a great weekend. Bye bye.